Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our scripture today comes from the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter and the 7th verse. Mm-hmm. That is Jeremiah 17 and 7. Mm-hmm. And it reads like this. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The Amplified Version says it this way. Blessed with spiritual security is the man who believes and trusts in and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confident expectation is the Lord. For he will be nurtured like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear the heat when it comes. But its leaves will be green and moist, and it will not be anxious and concerned in a year of drought, nor stop bearing fruit. Saints, I want to speak today on the topic, never give up hope. Right. Amen?
Amen?
The word hope is defined in the dictionary as follows. To cherish a desire with anticipation. To want something to happen or be true.
Okay.
To desire with expectation of obtainment or fulfillment. To expect with confidence, to trust. A desire accompanied by expectation or a belief in fulfillment. Now the word hope from its original Hebrew translation means simply to trust, be confident, or sure. I'm going to say this, but I don't have to tell anyone what I'm about to say is true. Mm-hmm. We are living in hard times right now. Mm-hmm. Prices for food, clothing, and gas are very high. COVID-19 is still an issue. In fact, I heard on the news today that there may be two more strands that are popping up. The bill collector, however, is showing little or no mercy when it comes to us paying our bills. We all have problems, whether it is financial, our marriage or relationship, family issues, or health. We all hope that our problems will disappear, but in the real world where problems are escalated by hard times, we can lose hope. I was in prayer when God gave me this message. The Lord wanted to send this message to everyone, and the scripture is quite clear. Verse 7 says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." Saints, when we're going through problems that seem to never end, we can lose confidence that the problem will ever go away. Can y'all relate to that? You ever had a situation where you just didn't see the end? Just kept going on and on for what seemed a lifetime? It's hard. When that happens, we develop a defeated attitude, thinking that this is the way our life is going to be, and we might as well get used to it. That's how we think. It is not your fault as a human, as it is human nature to think that way sometimes, to be really down. If you have been going through things for so long with no clear resolution in sight, you lose hope. Well, let me go in a different direction before I address the hope issue. When we are having good times, We sometimes forget to thank God. We should be praising God for the good times, because you and I know that good times is a blessing that so many other people do not have. We tend to forget the bad times when we have good times, and that is why we forget to thank God. Mm-hmm. Now, when bad times happen, do we also thank God? Let me break that down. If you're having a rough time, and we all have rough times, I can guarantee you with 100% certainty that someone is going through a worse time than you are. And as a result of that, we need to thank God that our rough times aren't as bad as it could be. But we never do. But to thank God whether times are good or not so good is His will. If you read 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it states, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ." Amen?
Amen.
So we should be thanking God during the good times and the not so good times. Mm-hmm. We should never lose hope, because all is not lost. Mm-hmm. God is aware that we are going through things, mm-hmm, and has love for each and every last one of us. This includes the rich and the poor, the have the have-nots, the saved and the unsaved. Think about it. When it rains on everybody. It doesn't distinguish between the rich, the poor, the happy, the sad. It just hits everybody. God blesses us all in His own way and in His own time. We are not alone during these hard times. We should take comfort in the fact that God is with us always, and we should always look to God, and not just when times are hard. Okay? Now, I'll let you in on a secret. God's will is for us to prosper, not just financially, but in life. The closer you get to God, the better your life becomes. If we put our energy into becoming closer to God, then He will bless us in ways that we cannot imagine. Our hope through Christ, and that hope it was given on the cross by His sacrifice. If we lose hope, then we're pretty much saying that Christ and His sacrifice was in vain. Right? See, again, I mentioned that we're human. We tend to forget during hard times how awesome God is, and that our God can do anything. I'm going to repeat that again. Our God is awesome, and He can do anything. We tend to forget that God is the same today as He was yesterday and will be tomorrow. We tend to forget during hard times that God can move mountains. We tend to forget during hard times that God can part seas. We tend to forget that God can bring the dead back to life. We tend to forget that God can change the hearts of men, right? We tend to forget that God can help us through any situation. We tend to forget that God can get glory by doing the impossible, right? We tend to forget that God is God and has no equal. Amen? We tend to forget that God loves us and wants what is best for us. We tend to forget that God will not lose hope, since He is the creator of hope. Okay? We tend to forget also that God is our hope. Now, let me refer back to that scripture. It said in verse 7, "Blessed with spiritual security is the man who believes and trusts in and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confident expectation is the Lord," right? It also said, For he will be nourished like a plant, a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear the heat when it comes, but its leaves will always be green and moist. And it will not be anxious and concerned in the year of drought or pandemic, nor stop bearing fruit. In plain English, when we trust God and our hope is in the Lord, we'll be fine. In fact, verse 8 is very clear. It tells us that when we have hope and confidence in the Lord, we will be like that tree he's speaking about. We will be the tree that's planted by the living waters, which is God. This means that we will not have any worries and we will be fine if we put our hope and trust in him. God is telling us that all is not lost when we have our hope and confidence in him. This is why we should never give up hope, because when we do, we are giving up our trust, our faith, and our confidence in God. Think about this scripture again, verse 8. He said also, we will not fear the heat or the problems when it comes. Right? If we put our faith in him. He said, our leaves, our life will be prosperous. It'll be easy. We'll be nourished the whole nine yards. If we put our trust in God. He said, and we will not be anxious and concerned when everybody else is. Right? Nor will we stop producing or bearing fruits if we put our trust in him. So this message of hope, guys, is saying, you know what? It's okay. You're not alone. God is with you. God is with us. I don't care how bad your problem looks, how desperate times seem to you, all is not lost. God is the same God he was then, is today, and will be tomorrow. God can solve your problems if you put your faith and trust in him. That's what he wanted me to tell everybody, because he gave me this message saying that I love you all. Please put your hope and trust in me, and I will help you out. Simple as that. So in closing, I would say, never give up hope, for God is hope. Put your faith and trust in him, and everything else will work out. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus we come, acknowledging you as God and thanking you for this word. Father, we repent where we haven't hoped in you as we should have, Lord. But help us, Lord. Help us through our problems and issues. We pray that your will be done. Your will is right here, Lord, telling us, Lord, if we put our hope in you, that you will allow us to be prosperous. You'll have us to have no worries, and you'll resolve the issues. Oh, Father, we just want to trust you in that, Lord. We just want to have hope in you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to have hope in you, Lord. Father, I thank you for this word. Father, I pray this word will go out to the north, the south, to the east, and the west. I pray, Lord, that everyone hears it will understand, Lord, that you are their hope. And I pray, Lord, that our problems, all of our problems, will quickly vanish as we put our trust and confidence in you. Father, I thank you, and I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.